the U.S., architect of disaster. It is fascinating to watch U.S. presidents as they call names and promise destruction, especially so soon after the flood of disasters that have been waged throughout the Middle East. Iraq is a social, economic, environmental, and spiritual basket case. Libya is little better. Both are horrific examples of U.S. interventions that have plunged both societies into deadly hellscapes, places of religious strife, kidnappings, broken institutions, and rape. For the U.S. and its so-called allies are good at destruction of governments. Reconstruction? Not so much. Now, the American way lumbers into Syria, ostensibly to weaken ISIS, lately called the Islamic State. As in Iraq and later Libya, the U.S. and its ignoble allies are in contempt of the people who are invariably referred to coldly as collateral damage. The Arab so-called allies cover for the imperialists who are actually collaborators with Western foreigners. All the rap about training armies? If the U.S. couldn't do it in 12 years, a few months are simply laughable. This means that the U.S. and Western military efforts will continue indefinitely, for months, for years, perhaps. And to what end? Democracy? An end to terrorism? Hardly. For one thing, imagine the various and sundry members of the so-called coalition. Should it surprise us that, with the exception of France, there's hardly a democracy among them? This war, like the Iraq War before it, promised heaven but delivered hell. It was and is a disaster that promises more suffering for the Arabs, who had the immense misfortune of being born in lands where lakes of oil bubbled beneath them. From imprisoned nation, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal. These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.